Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told that seven people, including the gunman, have been killed at a light rail yard during a union meeting in California this morning. Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office confirmed there was an active shooter investigation. It wasn't the largest press conference. They're going to come back in about 45 minutes to tell us more. But one worker's mother said gunfire broke out during a union meeting that happened earlier today. Apparently, reporter Robert Salonga tweeted that multiple people are dead, including the shooter. Now, we don't have a lot of information about what's going on, but Santa Clara County Sheriff's spokesperson Deputy Russell Davis said that he could not specify at this time the number of fatalities and injuries. So it is a very, very unfortunately new development. He said, I will tell you that there are multiple injuries and multiple fatalities in this case. He has confirmed that the shooter is dead. We believe, according to KPIX, that seven people have died. One Valley Transportation Authority employee's mother told KTVU that the shooting occurred during a union meeting. VTA spokesperson Brandy Childress said the building where the shooting took place required security access, saying it would have to be somebody who either broke into this yard or somebody who has access. She says, we ask for people's prayers. So currently, as I said, they are investigating active shooter investigation. Sheriff tweeted that deputies currently are on the scene for an active shooter investigation in the area of 100 West Younger Avenue. Please stay away from the area. More to follow. Now, the victims appear to include Valley Transportation Authority employees. And the shooting took place at a light rail facility that is next door to the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department and across a freeway from the airport. Now, the facility is a transit control center that stores trains and has a maintenance yard. They said first reports of gunfire came around 6:30 a.m. local time. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo tweeted a shooting had occurred, leaving several people being treated. Situation is still being assessed. They say the shooter is no longer a threat, and the facility has been evacuated. So the VTA operates three rail lines, and it also runs 70 bus lines in the area. So, you know, as authorities are kind of grappling with what happened, but this is just another example of how you have people that, whether they're in a gun-free zone or a state that has severe restrictions, when people want to cause mayhem and kill and be as completely disgustingly murderous as they want to be, they find a way. We don't know much about the weapons. We don't know much about why, what the motive is. But, I mean, random, 6:30 a.m. You notice a lot of shootings do happen in the mornings. People have asked why. Why do shootings happen, so many of them, in the mornings? Well, there's could be a whole variety of reasons in terms of access. That's when people coalesce. The opportunity, but there's also a very small part of it when you follow the psychology behind a shooting. So when somebody is depressed, the most dangerous time in a depressed person's life for them or anybody else is as they're coming out of the depression. It's really interesting. When you look at the U shape of somebody's moods going down to the bottom of the abyss of the U, as they start to make the curve going back up, that's when a depressed person is more likely to commit suicide. Not at the bottom, but as they're starting to get a little energy, as they're starting to get a little motivation to do something. Same thing, I believe, with those who are murderous. And so the reasoning behind that is when somebody's at the bottom of their abyss, they're unmotivated, I guess, to do anything. And, you know, maybe they lie in bed, or they're just so down, or they're so consumed that they don't take any action. And when we start to medicate, or when we start to treat them, we warn all medical professionals that as they're starting to come out of that depression, that is where the scary window is. Because if they aren't out of their depression, but they're depressed, they're going, you know, I'm just going to do something about it. And they have that motivation to do something about it, that's when, unfortunately, they act, whether it be by suicide or possibly by deciding to kill somebody. So I see this. You know, I'll hear people get fired, and they'll be so mad at their work, and they'll be, you know, depressed, and they'll go home, and they'll, you know, just be like, you know what, I just don't want to see people, I don't want to talk to people, you know, and then... And then there's that, okay, well, I'm going to talk to people about it. I'm going to start being open. I'm going to engage with people. And when somebody starts to make that, I'm going to engage with people phase, as opposed to being completely isolated, that's, again, where you have that unfortunate window of opportunity. So it could be that early morning, somebody wakes up. Many people do feel better in the morning, believe it or not. You know, they're after they get that sleep, they might get a little bit of a dopamine boost, a little bit of an epinephrine boost in the morning, sun kicks in, melatonin, and they get up going, you know what, I'm done with being depressed, I'm going to do something about it. And that's why I think we might see more early morning killings. I don't know. But it apparently does seem to be a pattern. And then, like I said as well, you know, opportunity. But 6:30 in the morning, like 6:30, that's not, you know, rush hour. I don't, you know, random, could have been a worker that felt slighted. It could have been a relationship issue. We don't know. But it is, unfortunately, a dangerous time. And now that people are going back to work, we're going to see more and more of these shootings. And, I mean, we still have to live. We still have to be able to go to work. But something like this causes people to say, you know what, I'm going to stay back home. I'm going to stay home, stay in the safety of my home. And I really think COVID has kind of caused a lot of people to say, look, you know, there were some things that we were able to avoid. I was able to avoid a toxic boss. I was able to avoid toxic coworkers. I'm able to avoid shooters. I'm able to avoid infectious disease. Keep me home. And unfortunately, something like this happened today that shouldn't have. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And if you don't listen to us live, when we're live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, you can always call us and leave a message on our answer line, or email us, and we'll get there. You know, Vegas Golden Knights are going into playoffs, and I'm going to be probably watching a lot of late-night hockey, but we still have our shows every day. Not taken off except for Memorial Day, which is coming up, which we're going to talk about. So as we get more information on the shooting that happened in California today, we'll keep you guys posted. I had gone for my CCW fingerprinting, and I guess the next step. And there's a huge, huge waiting list to get your concealed carry. I live in Nevada, so you can open carry legally, but to conceal carry, you need a permit. And thank you guys for giving me options yesterday on how to carry when my clothes are already pretty tight, and I'm trying to have a waistline that looks like a good waistline, so it's really hard to look like, you know, you're concealing something when the gun is kind of sticking out under your shirt. But we're going to make it work, and I love the, you know, the straps and the things that you guys sent me. I think it's pretty, pretty cool. I hope those were straps for concealed guns. I'm not sure what else you guys are into, but that's great. All right, holsters, things like that, very, very cool. But I was at Las Vegas Metro Police Department, and oh, my gosh, man. You know, husband's seen me, you know, get my makeup on, I get my hair done. He's like, what's going on here? And I'm like, well, I'm going to Metro. And he's like, why? Well, you know, I got to do my fingerprinting and all that. He's like, you're putting on just a little too much makeup for your CCW picture. I go, there's going to be men in uniform. Come on. Right? I got to look good. And, you know, they were running around. They were looking all handsome and looking all good. And it blew my mind how I even had an appointment. It just blew my mind how many people it was flooded. People, I guess, really want to be able to carry or protect themselves. And I'm not here to advocate for you guys to get a gun. It's just, I think we're at the point right now where if you at all anticipate that you're going to want something or need something, I would say now is then the time to do it. For those of you that are like, I don't need a gun, I don't want a gun, I feel you, that's fine. But for those of you who have been kind of hemming and hawing, going, you know, gosh, maybe this is something I want to do, maybe it's something I don't know what the laws are going to be. I don't know how the laws are going to change. I know in California they have some of the strictest gun laws, but we just had somebody shoot 7 people or 6 people and die, or he shot multiple people, 6 died in addition to himself, 7 total, multiple injuries. There's going to be more and more calls for stricter gun control. So if you were at all hemming and hawing about should you have one, if you were going to get one, now probably would be then the time to do it. And I know as a doctor, we don't really talk a lot about guns. As physicians with our patients, we talk about gun safety. We talk about, you know, making sure kids can't get to guns. We look at depression, and we've been talking about depression like we just did, which I want to talk a little bit more about. And so with us, we're very inquisitive, and we're a little nosy on, do you have a gun in the house? You know, if you do have depression, maybe you shouldn't have a gun in the house. You know, maybe, you know, if you have kids, maybe the gun needs to be locked up. Tell me how you're locking it up. We really get into people's business when it comes to guns and gun safety and gun behavior. But as a physician also, you know, having had people come into my house, you know, having a grandfather who had a gun pointed to his head, and thank God those were the days where somebody who robbed you would let you live and wouldn't shoot you in the head. And, you know, having come from a military family and all that, I feel like a lot of our anxiety about what's going on in the city and what's going on in terms of you not having maybe access to law enforcement, I think does subside if you're trained and you feel like you could protect your family. You know, we have a lot of innate animalistic instincts. And one of those things we suppress appropriately is our fighting and are engaging in, you know, wars and battles and things like that. You know, we have the military to do it for us, but for the rest of us, we're supposed to keep our calm, keep our cool, and just let somebody else handle the accosting and the grappling and the fights. But unfortunately, when things go on around your city, or you feel like your loved ones or your kids at school or somebody could be at risk, you immediately get this anxiety. You know, I see a lot of anxiety from people, you know, not only because of COVID, but because they really fear their safety. They don't want, you know, to be, you know, attacked when they're driving through a neighborhood. They don't want somebody shooting at them because that person inferred that they had road rage. Or they don't want to accidentally cut somebody off and think that somebody's going to shoot them. And so this anxiety of what do I do, I noticed in my training subsided because I felt like, well, you have training. Now, I mean, I can't predict if I'm going to get hit by lightning, God forbid, or if I'm going to get run over by a bus, or if there's going to be a random shooter that's going to try to kill me or my family. But I have to admit, feeling like I've had some sort of training and feeling like I have a means to protect myself is very anxiety relieving. So I'm not advocating that anybody goes and does something they don't feel comfortable with, but for those of you who are thinking, well, you know what, there's always a later time, I'll always consider it later, I don't know how the laws are going to change. So we were talking about early morning shootings, as we're going to get more information of what happened in Santa Clara during a union meeting at Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority. Somebody either with access, security access, or broke into the yard area and started shooting people. And unfortunately, this happened at about 6:30 a.m. And so some of you have thoughts on, you know, shootings and when they happen. And I had kind of described in psychology when you are depressed and when you're in the abyss of depression, that's not as worrisome as you're starting to come out of that abyss when you're coming up the curve of the U and you start getting energy. And early morning, if some people have slept and their cortisol is rising and their dopamine is rising, they might get just enough energy to do something and to act. And we spoke about how, for those of you kind of catching up, spoke about how when people are very, very depressed or angry or slighted or got dumped or fired, they isolate. They don't want to be around people. They don't want to talk about it. They isolate. It's a protective mechanism. But when they isolate, they aren't that much of a fear or a threat to other people or themselves. But when they want to start engaging, going, you know what? Yeah, I want to talk about it. Yeah, I'm mad. Yes. Once they start to engage and want to be around other people, that could be more dangerous. That's where they could have more energy to kill themselves or, unfortunately, hurt others. Now, not all mass shootings happen in the morning. Not all shootings happen in the morning. Keep in mind, some people that have mental illness, they don't sleep well. So they may be actually too tired, and then they might crash in the afternoon, get up at night and say, now I'm doing it. But it's that little bit of an energy spike that seems to be where things can be the most dangerous, that window of where mayhem unfortunately could occur. So if you do have a family member that does suffer from depression or bipolar or any sort of mental illness that you think could put them at risk of hurting themselves or even hurting others, when somebody starts to get their therapy and starts to get their medication, that's not when you go, good. All right, out of my hands. You're good. You're good. You took your medicine. You feel good. All right, I'm out of here. That, unfortunately, is that window of time where you need to watch them. And we need to make sure we still have support. People that get angered, people that get slighted, like hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, people that feel scorned, I've seen this time and time again, they turn evil. And their medicine is to hurt somebody else. If they're hurt, they want to hurt somebody else. And we can't go through life trying not to hurt people. Look at how we're trying to go through life right now, trying not to upset people or be offensive. It's almost impossible because people start becoming even more offensive doing things. But when you recognize that you have people out there that are going to want to hurt other people, you know, you start to kind of realize, okay, we have a population where we're not just all in suits and all in dresses and saying, fine, you know, we're going to sit nicely at our desk with proper posture, and law enforcement and military are the only ones that are going to get to have some activity. There's people out there that don't care about the suits. They still have that animalistic instinct to want to kill. So it's a very complex psychology, and we'll keep you guys posted more on what's happening in California as we get it. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Defund the Police movement is being pushed by lawmakers, violent crime in major U.S. cities is spiraling out of control. Murders are up 22% in New York City, up 50% in Atlanta, and murders are up 800% in Portland, Oregon. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki puts the blame on violent crime on the Trump White House.
There's actually been a rise in crime over the course of the last year since the start of the pandemic, which actually predates President Biden taking office. We're focused on solutions here, and that's why we proposed putting $5 billion in the American Jobs Plan to help address community violent intervention programs, to help fund them. That's also why we fought for funding for state and local governments in the rescue plan, something many opposed. There was a lot of Republican opposition to that. That's helped keep cops on the beat and other public servants.
USA Radio News. More than one-third of the United States population is unprepared for retirement, a new poll by Technometrica Institute of Policy and Politics found. A total of 36% of Americans do not have savings earmarked for retirement, and 38 plan to work beyond the age of 65. The percentage of people without retirement savings is highest among those earning less than $30,000 a year. The poll was conducted in April and did not disclose how many people were questioned. Reuters is reporting President Biden has decided to use imported metals to build electric vehicles in the United States. It's part of a plan to pacify environmentalists, two administration officials with direct knowledge told Reuters. In a follow-up, a suspicious package delivered to the home of U.S. Senator Rand Paul on Monday and reported to law enforcement had a powdery substance was found not to be dangerous in preliminary analysis. Tuesday, during an interview, Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, says he's tired of the double standard applied to the political right compared to the left on threats and violence. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the things that kind of kept us home and liking working from home is we got to be with our dogs. We got to be with our cats. Some of us a parakeet, some of us a fish. And the dogs and cats loved it. I got to tell you, man, my dog for a year and a half, getting to be around mommy, getting attention is fantastic. But if I stop working from home, that dog's going to be alone for hours. If the kids are back at school, they're going to be alone. So joining us next is Diana Mendoza, Companion Animal Program Manager from PETA Los Angeles, to kind of talk to us about how to transition our pets to not being used to us being home. Diana, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I hope that this is helpful for your listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I first of all, I mean, how many Americans do you think have pets?
Oh, gosh. I mean, that number is always changing, but it is, last I believe, was the majority of Americans, at least how it works out of number of animals per person. So it's a lot, and especially last year we've seen people adopting from shelters, which has been really great. So this is definitely an important topic.
Exactly. And, you know, so my dog now has a schedule. She knows when her walk is going to be. She gets all these little, she knows when her eats are coming. And it's a different schedule from 16 months ago. How do you suggest people slowly transition their animal back to getting used to the way things were?
Well, you know, you really hit on a good point there. Animals really thrive under routine. So it is really important that we start transitioning them now. And one of the things that we can do is to slowly start increasing the amount of time that we're away from home. I mean, that could even start off as going for a five-minute walk without your dog. And then when you come home, they're like, oh, great, you came back. They start to learn that when you leave, it's not the end of the world. And you start off small with those, you know, 5 minutes or so, and build up from there until they're accustomed to you being gone for longer and longer periods of time.
Psychologically, how helpful or is it harmful to have those monitors or those where, you know, people can talk to their dog and watch their dog remotely or their pets? Do the pets get confused? Do they like that? What do you think's going on there?
Well, you know, it's really an individual case-by-case basis. Every animal is an individual. And so what they enjoy and don't enjoy is going to be different. You know, some animals really like that. Sometimes it can make them more anxious because they're looking for you, they hear you, and they can't find you. It's really on a case-by-case basis. And that pretty much applies to everything we're talking about today. You want to find the things that work for your animal. But one of the things that's really great to do is instead of waiting till you're gone to interact with them, carve out some time in the morning. You know, take your dog for a nice long walk. Let them sniff and enjoy their environment. They really get all the news and information they can through sniffing. So we definitely don't want to rush them along or drag them, you know, back to the house.
Absolutely. Now, it's interesting. It's also, more people...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it applies to cats, too. Give them some TLC in the morning as well. And this, you know, maybe 20, 30 minutes before you leave, let them know that you care about them. And it's going to really go a long way in keeping them happy and content while you're gone during the day.
Yeah, the cats are different, man. I got 5 cats. 2 really want cuddlies. The others, they look like they want me to just die. I mean, I got to tell you, man, these animals, some of them, they're like, don't touch me. But others, all they want to do is have love. It's incredible, the different, it's like kids. But when it comes to, you know, cats, very independent. My cats are like, just leave me the house. You know, don't bother coming home. But there are interactive toys that dogs and cats can play with to keep themselves busy. Talk to us about some of those.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and even though cats might not express it in the same way that dogs do, they can still be affected by separation anxiety or stress or depression. So it is important to make sure that we keep our cats in mind as well during this transition. There are, like you said, some great toys. Anything with catnip, really, for cats, the new little toys or balls they'll play with. One of my favorites is to have ping pong balls in a bowl of water. They'll bat at that and play with that for hours. And even something as simple as pushing a chair up to a window so your cat can look out and see what's going on in the neighborhood while staying safe inside.
It's true.
For dogs, you can get... Yeah, they love it, you know. And for dogs, you can get... They actually have puzzle toys where they learn to, you know, push something this way or pull something that way or roll a ball until the treats come falling out. And it's a really fun way for them to spend their time. and they really focus on it, which engages their brain. And also, besides those, there's also those rubber Kong toys. So, you know, the big rubber cones with, like, a hole in the middle, and you fill them with treats and stuff.
Yeah.
That does the same sort of thing. They really focus on getting those treats out. And what I like to do for my dog is I'll seal it up with peanut butter and put it in the freezer so that it lasts even longer.
Yes, yes. They love those. Those are great. They love peanut butter. And, you know, it's pretty safe. We talk about foods that animals can or cannot eat. Peanut butter we're okay with. We definitely want to avoid raisins, grapes, things like that. We're speaking to Diana Mendoza, Companion Animal Program Manager, PETA Los Angeles. So, you know, I have a dog and I have five cats. Love them to death. And we had two dogs because I wanted the dogs to not be alone. And then, of course, the older dog went to the farm. May he rest in peace. With animals, when one loses an animal, is it more stressful to bring in a new animal the older they are, or does it help in terms of companionship?
Yeah, this is going to be an individual situation. You know your animals better than anyone. If they are social and they like being around new animals, then maybe it would be a great situation. But you also got to think, too, about their energy levels, how that's going to vibe. You know, if you have more of a senior dog who's a little grumpy and just wants to sleep, maybe a young dog's energy isn't going to be the best for that. But then again, if you have an older dog who is still acting like a puppy, then it might be a great match. It's really just about paying attention to what your animals need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I love Bring Your Pet to Work Day. I think it is so stress relieving. I think it actually increases productivity because people are happy. What are some tips on how to get a boss that usually would say no to that? What are some incentives for that boss to agree to a Bring Your Dog to Work Day?
I think it really depends, and I hate to kind of keep saying it, but it kind of depends on your individual situation. If you work somewhere where there's a good, calm place for your animal to be there with you and your dog likes going new places, then it's definitely, you know, a great thing to bring up to your boss. And you can say how they increase productivity, and, you know, maybe you can work a little later because you don't have to rush home to your dog after work because they're there with you. Or, you know, you can just bring a happier, better vibe to the workplace by having your animal there. But again, just think about what's best for them. And if they don't want to come to the workplace, maybe see if you can get those extra 15 or 20 minutes on your lunch break to go home and visit them.
Absolutely. They just love that. And, you know, sometimes they don't need hours with you. You know, sometimes it's just knowing that they are still, you know, this meme that really hit home is a dog was celebrating his birthday. And, you know, to us, the dog is part of our lives, but to the dog, we're all of theirs. Diana, how can people find more information about you and what PETA does?
Advice about how to ease our animals into the transition, and that is at PETA.org/back to work. And it's everything we're talking about now and more. So if anyone is looking for help, check that out. And really, if you have any questions about animals, check out our website. You'll probably find the answer.
PETA.org. Thank you, Diana. Bless you and your team for all you do. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's been great talking to you.
Same here. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are back in the it on because thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So you're going to hear a report that William Shakespeare has died. And William Shakespeare, we aren't talking about the Oh Romeo, Oh Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo, William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare is Bill Shakespeare. Bill Shakespeare was 81 years old. He was actually the very first person to receive the COVID vaccine months ago. He was 81 and has died, I believe, of natural causes. But he was the first man outside of clinical trials to get the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine back in December when mass vaccinations began in England, one of the first countries to do so. Jane Inez, one of Bill's friends and local politicians, wants folks to honor him by getting vaccinated too. Inez said the best tribute to Bill is to have the, quote, jab. Now, Bill got his shot at University Hospital Coventry, about 20 miles from Stratford-upon-Avon, which was the birthplace of the original Shakespeare. He was an inpatient in the hospital's, quote, frailty ward when he got the vaccine. Then Margaret Keenan was the second one, the second person to get the shot. She's still fine, doing well. She's 90 years old. The other Shakespeare died at the age of 52 back in 1616, according to TMZ. I don't know if they are related. I mean, Shakespeare is a very unique name, but nobody's really discussing that. So, again, unrelated. He was older, and unfortunately, they feel he died of other causes, not vaccine-related, but he was famous for that, and he probably never thought he was going to be famous besides having the name that he has. So, that was pretty gutsy for 81 years old to go and publicly get his vaccine. So good for him and being able to, leave this world with that legacy of, you know, helping people feel confident, especially older individuals, about getting the vaccine. And that really is something that we have to kind of stop and admit where, you know, when we have reached almost 50% of our country at least having one shot, that's more than what we expected with the flu vaccine. So we've done a pretty, pretty good job. Now, we still don't know what we're doing with the masks. Apparently in some states, they're still grappling with the mask rules. So Oregon and Washington State are still trying to iron that out. It's been about 2 weeks since the CDC said, look, guys, if you're fully vaccinated, we're not going to force you to wear a mask outdoors. Hallelujah. Probably not going to force you to wear a mask indoors. But some states aren't really that hip on that. Dr. Stephen Krager, deputy health officer from Clark County, not Clark County, Nevada, but I believe in Washington, said Washington kind of went with the honor system, quote, he says, which I think some businesses like and some don't from what we hear. They can, quote, kind of decide how they want to do things. If they want to require masks, they can do that. If not, then they're going to rely on the honor system for if they're fully vaccinated, if they're going to come in unmasked. Now, you do have convenience stores. You still have places of work and businesses asking you to wear a mask. I had to wear a mask when I was at the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department yesterday getting my CCW. They said, you need to wear a mask. And I'm fine with it if that's what they want. So even though there is CDC guidance, you have a lot of confusion among businesses out there. And this is why I published my article on don't rewear a dirty mask, get a clean one. Because now the situation we're in is if the average person is walking around without a mask, they have something shoved in their pocket or something shoved in their purse just in case they walk into a place and say, sorry, guys, we're mask mandating here. So then they could quickly reach into their pocket or dig in their purse to put on a mask. Well, if you go to my website, or if you go to my Twitter or my Facebook, you will see the, you know, what lingers on your mask article. It is pretty disgusting. So I support, you know, whatever local businesses want to do, they should have the power to, you know, suggest what they want. If people don't like it, then they just don't go there. So if, you know, a company's going to lose money, mandating the mask or not mandating the mask, you know, supply and demand, people should have a choice. But my only concern now is, as we have this kind of chaos where outside and, you know, out from the government standpoint, fine, guys, we're not going to force you to wear a mask. We have a lot of businesses going, no, we're going to demand it. There's salons that are demanding that the franchisees have the customers wear a mask. And, you know, people take off their mask when they get their beard trim. They take off their mask when they get their haircut. So it's really, really hard to enforce something when the government is giving them a pass. The state government is giving them a pass. So Target is strongly recommending guests who are not vaccinated to still wear a mask, even though vaccinated people don't have to wear a mask. It's just you can't tell. What's very interesting, though, is as we spoke about earlier, a lot of them are still wearing the mask, and a lot of vaccinated people are. Now, whether they're doing it to make unvaccinated people feel comfortable to wear the mask, whether they're doing it because they really don't want to have somebody breathe on them, is if it's because, you know, they want to make a point, is it because they have bad teeth, they haven't gone to a dentist in 16 months. So I'm still seeing a lot of people wear masks. Now, in Oregon, their state's requirement is businesses and other indoor venues like churches verify vaccination status for unmasked individuals. A local Catholic church, according to KGW.com, said they are not verifying vaccination status or requiring masks. So Costco and Tigard is allowing people inside without masks but not checking for proof of vaccination. Walmart has also been going with the honor system. Governor Brown said the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, has the ability to enforce the verification law, but she didn't say it should. Governor Brown said, I've certainly heard from business community, retail workers, and others. I'm certainly committed to refining our approach here, but the good news is the science show masks are extremely effective, and the goal here is to get more people vaccinated. Well, a big concern I have is once you start mandating proof of vaccine, now you'll even infuse more of the market for bootleg vaccination cards. So I think if you want to be more pro-vaccine, you are going to want to kind of limit some of the big government sort of moves, because I think people are kind of freaking out about that. So as we look to see how the world is doing, we are hearing that there are, you know, still surges in multiple countries. There's been some calls for Japan to not have the Olympics. They put it off. They spent millions upon millions of dollars. There's athletes that want to compete, and people are telling Japan to cancel the Olympics. Not an easy decision to make. The U.S. has had a drop in serious and critical hospitalizations. Hallelujah. Excited about that. We still have cases. We still have deaths every day, but luckily it is starting to go down. India still unfortunately grappling with hundreds of thousands of cases a day. Russia still grappling with surges. Italy, Germany. Germany might be slowing down a little bit. Iran is having anywhere from 10 to 12,000 new cases a day. At least 200 new deaths reported. Mexico still dealing with cases. Ukraine, Indonesia, Chechnya, Netherlands, Canada, Chile, Philippines, that's what this virus does. So this virus is still persisting. Malaysia has had a huge spike. We're watching what's happening there. And so, I think we have done an amazing job. I don't think we should quit, but I think when it comes to our future mask decisions, if we went through all this despite the masks, I'm still not convinced that masks did the job that everybody claimed they did. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.